The Future of Business is brought to you by Nedbank Corporate and Investment Banking.
You're watching The Future of Business, and in this week's episode, we deal with the property sector in Africa and questions potential investors are asking, especially in light of the continuing impact of COVID-19 lockdowns and continuing economic declines across the continent. But there'll always be opportunities where there's uncertainty or a change in demand. So joining me now to discuss this is Gerard Zeeley, Divisional Executive of Property Finance Africa at Nedbank CIB. Gerard, thanks for joining us. Give us a picture of how this global pandemic has affected the various sectors within the property industry in Africa and the questions potential investors are now asking about the property sector in Africa at the moment.
I'll start with the last part, and that is sort of the questions that people are asking. I think the time or the type of answers that people require to those questions are not all that clear at the moment, and I think only once we sort of get to the end of the year we'll have more clarity around the questions around do you invest or not. As far as the sectors are concerned, the hotel sector, obviously, hospitality sector, very hard hit initially, and obviously the impact on offices and retail also very tough. We've seen far lesser impact on the light industrial sector, and that sector's actually doing quite well across Africa.
What predictions or assumptions can one then make about sectors poised for growth or stability as the continent also makes its way through the ups and downs of this pandemic?
I think while everybody's not gone through a vaccine or vaccines have not been introduced in countries to really limit the impact of the disease across the continent, it's going to be very difficult for investors to come to terms with some of the risks that have been introduced. As I don't think any investor feels comfortable just going sort of peak after peak or wave after wave. Something substantial must happen, and I think the introduction of vaccines is going to be the key thing that will change things. I think the sector that's sort of best positioned to repair itself would be the hospitality sector again. I think it will recover, but possibly not to levels that it used to be before.
So, Gerard, it seems to be different impacts in different areas. So what impact has COVID had on the corporate, retail and residential property sectors across the continent in different places?
We've spoken a little bit about some of the sectors just now, but I think we haven't really touched on the residential sector. And the residential sector right across the continent has been very, very strong. Obviously, the impact on the virus or the impact that the virus has had hasn't influenced the fact that people need a roof over their heads. So the residential sector remains very, very strong. And like I mentioned earlier, the other sectors will only recover hopefully when people have more clarity around the risks.
What impacts are these shifts in the economy and the different property sectors likely to have on the appetite by investors for property?
I think firstly is the way that people or that investors raise capital will change. I think in the old days, these assets were quite highly geared. I think going forward, investors would look at higher levels of equity into property transactions, which would make for a far more patient capital structure. And I think at the moment, at least for the next while, I think all investors are just sitting on their hands to see what happens over the next few months.
Well, that's where we're going to have to leave it. Thanks very much. Gerard Zeeley of Nedbank CIB, thanks for joining us here on Business Day TV.
The Future of Business is brought to you by Nedbank Corporate and Investment Banking.